And we are back here on Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. Welcome everyone aboard once again. If you're listening live and local, you can get in touch via the phone if you're listening on a Friday night, 526-3494. Also, those folks out there listening online, the Global Voice, Boston Free Radio, Bob FM, and of course, on the airwaves out in Pine Mountain Club, California, on Pine Cone Radio. Welcome aboard, everybody. You also can get in touch after the fact, or during the show even, if you're listening live and local here. outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com is the email address. Well, we're going to take a little departure here for a minute. This isn't exactly acoustic music, but it's leading us into a little bit of a theme, and I'm sure you'll figure out that theme as we go along. I think I hear the phone ringing.
Computers.
I got mail! Yay! I got mail! Yay!
Okay.
Yay! You got mail.
I got mail!
You've got mail.
I got mail. You got mail.
Oh, yes, but I don't go through Microsoft.
No.
I mean, not Microsoft, but AOL.
Yay. Why don't you go through Microsoft?
No, I don't go through AOL.
Why not?
Because I have higher standards.
Does that mean I got lower standards because I got mail? I got mail. Yay! Yay! I got mail. 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 Yay! Did you hear me that I got mail?
Yes, you got mail.
I do.
That's great.
And I'm almost out of breath. Do you got mail?
Yep.
Well, so
you
do
got
I.
Mail.
I got mail.
Anything else?
Yes.
Yes.
I got mail.
Uh-huh.
Yay.
And then?
And then, yay.
You've
and
got
then?
Mail. You've got mail.
I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. I got mail. Yay!
You've got mail.
You've got mail. You go, sir.
What?
I'm out of breath. You go.
No way. That's too much for me.
No, it's not. I got mail.
Sure.
Yay.
Okay. There's nothing that I can do for you then.
Yes, there is.
What's that?
I got mail.
Okay.
All right. You have a good day. And just
you
remember
too.
Something, sir.
Yeah.
I got mail. Yay.
Got mail. Okay.
Yay. I got mail.
Later.
Yay.
All right.
Yay.
Bye.
I got mail. Yay.
Today, dear, your last letter came. I just stood there smiling till they called my name. As I read it over, the sky turned to gray and tears dimmed my eyes, love. That mail call today, I can't understand, love, what's happened to you. The day that I sailed, love, you said you'd be true. But now it's all over, what more can I say? My poor heart was broken at mail call today. I've slept in the foxholes, mid shot and shells. I'm telling you now, love, it's worse than all hell. I thought you would wait, love, while I was away. But my castle tumbled at mail call today. I hope you'll be happy with somebody new. But always remember, my heart beats for you. Good luck and God bless you wherever you stray. The world for me ended at mail call today.
Hey, how's it going, Andy?
Hey, pretty good, Pete. How's it going, Pinecone Pete?
Pretty good. I'm just milking the cows.
Well, I know that. I know that.
Hey, don't tell Marge. I got something in the mail. What do you got there? I got an email from someone called Naughty Adriana. Adriana? That's probably what the name is. You want me to read it to you? Well, like, sure. Babe, I guess you're not in any of my email, huh? I've been trying to email you so many times, but this damn laptop is such a piece of garbage and keeps freezing. Anyways, how's you been? That's the way she writes. Look, there's more. In case you don't know who this is, it's me, Adriana. We used to chat a bit on Facebook, and then I think you deleted me. Ha ha, frowny. Anyway, guess what? I got two things to tell you. Both are good news. One, I'm single now. Yep, me and my BF. What does that stand for, Pinecone?
I think that's best friend or boyfriend.
That's okay. We broke up about 3 months ago, and number two, guess where I'm moving? Right effing near you.
She doesn't say what city you live in?
No, it just says right effing, E-F-F-I-N-G, near you. L-O-L. Maybe that's Lebec Online or something.
No, that means laughing, not laugh. She's laughing at you.
She's probably laughing with me. You're actually the only person I'm going to know there. Well, three cousins too, but I can't chill with them. L-O-L. Lebec Online. I remember when we chatted, you told me you thought I was cute and you wanted to chill. So now we finally can. Ha ha! I'm actually scared to move. I'm hoping this email, Addy, is still the one you use and you can chat with me before I get there. Maybe even help me move my S-H-I... You can't say that on the radio. You know. Okay, so anyway, I couldn't find you, so anyway, I'm going to need someone to show me the town and take me out, so you better be around, baby. Andy, have you ever heard of phishing mails where they want you to click on a link just so they can either send you a virus or get your credit card information and so forth? No, no, Pinecone Pete. This is the real McCoy. This girl, I don't remember her from Facebook. I don't remember an Adriana, but it must have been somebody, some married woman I was flirting with. Andy, go back to fishing.
One winter day, I sent away for a mail order cowboy. Boots and a hat, I'll take one like that. Mail order cowboy. Special delivery, he came to live with me. Mail order cowboy, guitar and a gun, handsome. Mail order cowboy, he said, howdy, ma'am. and he took my hand. I can say you've been lonely, and I have come from the house of love to be your one and only. Kisses that came upon me like rain. He sang songs in the evening. Winter gave way to spring and he stayed. Mail order cowboy. Now I am not a great believer in love forever, but when the moon is blue, wishes can come true. He said, I have come from the house of love. One winter day, I sent away for a mail order cowboy.
I'm gonna wrap myself with paper. I'm gonna dab myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. But tie me with a red string. I'm gonna tie blue ribbons too. Climb up in your mailbox, girl. Gonna mail myself to you. See me in your mailbox, cut that string and let me out. Wash that glue right off of my fingers, put that bubble gum in my mouth. Wash the stamps off of my head. Pour me full of ice cream sodas. Put me in your nice warm bed. We all ought to wrap ourselves with paper. We ought to dab ourselves with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of our heads. We ought to make the way. Make the way. We ought to make the way. We ought to mail the way, we ought to mail away the blue.
Wash the stamps off of my head. I like that line. Great stuff there. Bucky Hulker and Andy D. And Mail Myself to You from the CD The Ghost of Woody Guthrie. Great stuff. And that was our little theme there. We had sort of a mail theme, whether it be email or snail mail. That was our theme. A former guest of ours in there, Ms. Lori B. Actually, I was going to say that was Adriana for Peter's sake. But you could look her up there, Pinecone Pete, if you want to. She's up there in San Francisco. Laurie B., former guest on the show, she actually did play that song when she came on the show back. I believe it was 1998. But great stuff from her CD, Shadows of Love with Mail Order Cowboy. We heard from Trailer Hitch Andy and Pine Cone Pete in there. And Andy's email, courtesy of Pine Cone Radio. And Peter Gullerud out there in Pine Mountain Club. Thank you, Pete. Great stuff. And you'll hear from him again later. He's going to give you a preview of what is going to be coming along next from him. It's a great new feature having him on the show. So I thank Pete for that stuff. Fun, fun. Gene Autry in there. We heard Mail Call Today from the Sing Cowboy Sing Gene Autry collection. And we started you off that crazy little thing from Crank Yankers. If you ever watch Comedy Central, that's a funny little show there with the puppets and crank phone calls. And that was the Best Uncensored Crank Calls Volume 1. That's where we took that from. So there you go. All right, we're going to get right back to it now and head down a little country way for you. Ashley Monroe is going to play a song for us here in a duet with Blake Shelton. And I have to complain about this CD, though, before I play it, because it came in the mail, and it was packaged, one little CD, in a mailer about the size of a small car, with one sheet is a piece of paper that the labels or agents will send along with the CD telling you all about it and when they want you to start playing it and all that sort of stuff. But it had one of those, but it wasn't folded, and it was on a cardstock that was, weighs about a pound, and it's a high glossy sort of thing. But just a waste of packaging. And it came via UPS, so a big brown truck had to come up and drop it off special. So there you go. Anyway, Ashley, save a buck next time. It's from the CD called Like a Rose. Here's You Ain't Dolly and You Ain't Porter on Out of the Woods.
You ain't Dolly
and you ain't Porter.
She's a little bit fuller
and you're a whole lot shorter.
Let's dance all night and fill the jukebox full of quarters. 'Cause you ain't Dolly.
No, and you ain't.
Who couldn't help but see you in that rhinestone suit?
That's 'cause I'm the reigning queen of karaoke night.
Well, if I get drunk enough to sing, hell, I just might.
Hey, now, don't you worry, cowboy, 'cause I'll get you through.
We'll sing a cheating song just like they used to do. 'Cause you ain't Dolly
and you ain't Porter.
She's a little bit fuller.
Yeah, but you're a whole lot shorter.
Let's drink all night and fill the jukebox full of quarters. 'Cause you ain't.
Come on back to my place, and you can have your way.
Well, baby, that sounds tempting, but I just can't stay.
Oh, we want first prize, cowboy. Let's just split the dough.
Honey, I will always love you, but we'll never know. 'Cause you ain't Dolly.
Oh, you ain't Porter.
She's a little bit fuller.
Yeah, and you're a whole lot shorter.
We danced all night and filled the jukebox full of quarters. 'Cause you ain't Dolly.
I drive for the bus lines to all points south I drive. Guess I've heard a million stories from the folks that ride. Have your tickets ready, please, and don't forget to check your grip. And I'm leaving on another one of my hurried southern trips. These big wheels roll in the heat and the cold and the thunder and the lightning whips. And the folks that ride got a reason to ride on a hurried southern trip. With tear-filled eyes, a young girl got on board at Willow Springs. She was barren child and I didn't see a ring. I'm on my way to Memphis, she said through trembling lips. At the unwed mother's home, I'll end my hurried southern trip. These big wheels roll in the heat and the cold and the thunder and the lightning whips. And the folks that ride got a reason to ride on a hurried southern trip. A man stepped aboard in Memphis, said, do you remember me? I rode here with you to look for work in 1953. And I've been in prison all these years 'cause I made one bad slip. And it took him home to Rogersville on a hurried southern trip. These big wheels roll in the heat and the cold and the thunder and the lightning whips. And the folks that ride got a reason to ride on a hurried southern trip. A soldier boy said, hello, Joe, it's been a long, long time. Do you still make a special stop at the Shannon County line? And it wasn't long till we were there to meet the folks he'd missed. Tears of joy filled every eye on that hurried southern trip. These big wheels roll in the heat and the cold and the thunder and the lightning whips. And the folks that ride got a reason to ride on a hurried southern trip. On a hurried southern trip. On a hurried southern trip.
I was looking for greener pastures when I left my old Kentucky home. I was chasing after dreams I thought I'd master, so I left the one that loved me all alone, thinking only myself and doing better. Didn't care about the grief I left
Funny how you are when you're younger. How what you have is never good enough. How the years will find you searching through your plunder. Looking for the treasures you gave up. Well, the seasons came, they went, the dreams all shattered. While the grass just stayed a lonely shade of brown. Then I realized I'd lost all that had mattered. So with foolish pride aside, I'm homeward bound. Now I'm headed for bluer pastures and back to the one whose heart I broke, to the bluegrass state of old Kentucky, where he waits with open.
Thank you.
some mighty lonesome stuff there. Brand new stuff. Gene Watson and Rhonda Vincent. Yes, Rhonda from the bluegrass world, an old friend of mine. I used to get to introduce her on stage a few times over the years. A whole new duo CD from them called Your Money and My Good Looks and My Sweet Love Ain't Around. Yeah, Rhonda's the current Martha White flower girl. Or as Lester might say, the Martha White flower girl or something like that. That was not a very good Lester Flatt. I can do a much better Lester than that. I'd probably have to listen to some Lester first, but there you go. We had that was our Nashville set for you for the night. Dolly Parton in there, going back to the Little Sparrow CD. We heard Bluer Pastures. Porter Wagoner in there, the late great, and one from the Wagon Master CD. Was that his last one? It might have been. And we heard My Many Hurried Southern Trips. And we started you off there. Ashley Monroe with Blake Shelton. And You Ain't Dolly and You Ain't Porter from her CD, Like a Rose. Well, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.